Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about building trust with your customer.
Excellent topic. And you know, one great way to build trust is to make a series of small commitments and then keep them. I'll call you Tuesday at 3. And then you call at 3 o'clock on the dot. I'll email you the proposal by close of business today, and then follow through. I'll send you a link to that product information, and then send the link. It can really be as simple as that.
It's so easy for folks in just conversation to make commitments and then forget them. So I think this is the whole point of our mindfulness discussion is be aware, be mindful of what you're committing to.
That's right. In an earlier episode, Bill, you had talked about sales reps spewing out words like word salad. And I think sometimes people don't listen to what they're saying. So if they're mindful of what they commit, they can then follow up on it.
They might be listening, but they're listening to hear themselves speak, maybe.
Right. Anyway, the point is, it's good to make commitments and follow through and keep them and then be mindful and pay attention to the commitments you make so you can actually fulfill them.
So from day one with your interactions with your customer, it's important to keep your commitments and start the process of building trust.
Right. And Bill, I know when you make a commitment, you will always make a note of it so that way you can keep track of when to follow up.
I have a contact management tool, and it's real easy to put in there what your follow-up is.
That's a great way to do that. And early in my sales career, here's a tip I learned, and I think it can fit this situation as well. I learned never to leave a feature naked and always follow up a feature with a benefit. And in the same way, I would say never leave a promise naked. Always follow up a promise with action. And that's what is going to build trust.
Very good.
And if you liked our podcast,
please tell your friends.
And please subscribe. And stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't listen to this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. So this meditation is designed to help you build trust within yourself. This is done by a focus on the breath. Let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close, and just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. And you can even silently say to yourself, rising, falling, to help support this experience. Now here's where the trust comes in. Simply trust that your breath will move in and out of your body without any effort on your part. You don't have to make anything happen. Just trust that your in-breath will come in and your out-breath will go out. And just take a moment to focus on your breath in this way. And know that you can pause at any time throughout the day and bring your attention to your breath and just trust that it will happen. It's always there. And this is a natural rhythm of the body that you can trust.